Well, I think the challenges ahead are still immense. I think the number one challenge is going to be not only the search, but actually finding a sustainable peace agreement which will enable the people of South Sudan to move forward. I know that there are efforts underway. We've got the Chinese initiative in Khartoum. We've got an initiative in Arusha, the talk sponsored by IGAD in Addis Ababa. You know, all of these measures are steps in the right direction, I hope. And I really want to believe that as this year progresses, that the people of South Sudan, their leaders, will reunite. The humanitarian consequences of the opposite of not being able to find peace would be a continuation of very significant suffering as we saw in 2014. And I want to believe that there's absolutely nobody here who wants that. So let's hope for a much better, more peaceful, more healthy 2015 than we had last year.
Now, given maybe next few weeks, even if the opposition and the government sign peace agreement, your work is still needed.
Well, absolutely. Unfortunately, much of the damage has been done. I'm not suggesting for a second that peace is a silver bullet. It's not. Peace would be the beginning of reconciliation, the beginning of rebuilding, the beginning of trying to establish an economy which functions, as opposed to the situation today where you've got oil production down by 50%, global oil prices down by 50%. I mean, income for the government has collapsed. The ability of the government's key ministries, for my line of work at least, you know, education, healthcare, infrastructure, you know, they're really not up and running in the way that we had all hoped that they would be. And so there's an awful lot of work that'll need to be done. There are still people in the bush. There are people who haven't got enough food. There are hundreds of thousands of people who remain displaced. There are 500,000 South Sudanese outside their country. And I'm sure that if there were a sustainable peace, they would want to come home and we'd need to help them. So there are immense challenges ahead, even if peace comes tomorrow. But with every day that passes without peace, the situation cannot get better. So the sooner peace comes, the sooner communities reconcile their differences, the more chance we have of seeing a South Sudan back up on its feet.
After you returned from your break and you met with the UN agencies, is there anything you'd like to share concerning the humanitarian situation, concerning your operations for this year?
Well, I think at the moment the key is really twofold. You know, obviously, as I've said, we want peace. But the second thing, in the interim, what we absolutely need is for the World Food Programme and the Food and Agriculture Organization's programmes to be implemented to the fullest. The months of January, February and March, when the roads can be used, when we can access communities in rural areas with seeds, with tools, with fishing kits to help them get ready for the coming rainy season. These are the key months when we want to get as much food assistance to people in deep field locations as possible to help them. So, you know, that's one of our key priorities. But the second, and I want to underline this one, 2014 was an awful year for children in this country. Tens and tens and tens of thousands of kids who missed the opportunity to benefit from their right to education. And, you know, the Back to Learning campaign, the Back to School campaign, I think is one of the key features of what we're trying to do at the moment. And it's much more than just humanitarian aid. It's really something that will help South Sudan in the future, averting the loss of this generation of kids, making sure that they have every opportunity to get back to school. And what we're trying to do with the Ministry of Education, with the fantastic work of agencies such as UNICEF and non-governmental organizations such as the Children, is help 500,000 kids get back into learning settings, schools with teachers who are eager to help kids develop. That's what we want to see happen, and that's really one of the key priorities for us in the coming months. There are incredible challenges ahead, and so much of this hinges on the leaders' ability to forge peace, and that will require tact and diplomacy, and I'm hopeful that we will see a really good result in the first few months of this year.